Okay. Hey, that's Mem Zayin. We're that's Mem Vav on the base. Second wide line. Amr Bihud Amarav. Amr Bihud Amarav. Chatas sheshachta l'shem ola, psula. If a chatas is shechted as an ola, a guy made the court made a mistake, that's pasul. However, l'shem chulin, kshera. Which is like counterintuitive in a way. If he shechted for an ola, the chatas is no good. But if he shechted it because he wanted to have a barbecue in your backyard, that's good. Amr Vallaz, my time is around. What's the reason for that? The Gemara says it's a pasuk. It says, "Well, your chalalu as kadshi b'nei Yisrael." Right? Don't make chalal my kadshim. Kadshim mechalal and kadshim. Having in mind the wrong carbon, that's going to be mechalal. That's going to ruin kadshim. But the ain mechal ain chulu mechalal and kadshim. That won't happen by chulu. That might be counterintuitive. That's the pasuk. Basav Rava, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, "Af mi shelo hayabulibo l'shem echad mikol elu kasher." Wait a minute. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, if you don't have the proper kavana, any of these six things, l'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach, all the six things, says Rabbi Yossi, it's kosher. Why? Shu tonight bezdin. Because bezdin said, don't have any kavanas. Kavanas, you don't need to make things worse. Right? Shu tonight bezdin. Taima, shelo hayabulibo klal. Obviously, you didn't have anything in your heart at all. Hayabulibo l'shem chulin pasul, but if you would have had a shem chulin, it's pasul. Kashan rav. No. Maybe if you have blank kavana, stam kavana, it's kosher, and it's maratza, and it works. Ha ha you believe l'shem chulin, but if you only had in mind l'shem chulin, kosher, I could say it's kosher, but vein maratza. It doesn't work. Right? It's kosher. You didn't bring chulin azara. Okay, fine, you get a check mark, but it didn't do anything. You gotta bring another one. Now, Amar Belazar, Chatas sheshachta l'shem chulin, kshera. If a chatas is brought for a chulin, it's kosher. Mishum chulin, psula. If it's brought mishum chulin, psula. What does mishum chulin mean? Look at the bottom right, Rashi. Katsavar shehem chulin, psula. You thought it was chulin. The first case, you knew it's kachim. You knew it's a chatas. But you had a kavana that, I don't know the difference. You thought, I'm bringing it l'shem chulin. Here, you didn't even know it was a carbon at all. Right? Kesavar shehem chulin. You thought it was chulin, psula. Dahainu mitzaseik bitzvarim acherim. You're busy with other things. V'eino oseik b'kachim. You're not dealing with kachim at all. You didn't know you're on the base of Mikdash grounds. You thought you're in some park. You didn't know anything. Kidabai minei Shmuel me Rav Huna. Like Shmuel asked Rav Huna, Minayin le mitzaseg be kachim shehu pasul. How do you know that if you're mitzaseg by kachim, you're pach mitzaseg? Mitzaseg means, look at Rashi. Rashi says, shoche kachim, you shechted kachim, you did a maitha. You shechted kachim. Below the kavana, but not with kavana at all. Elam ki mitzaseg bedvar machirim. Like you're busy with something else. Other Tulsa has a whole problem with it. Metastic means different things, different places. Be busy with something, right? Right. So other places, by chulin, let's say you're knife throwing. You're target practice. You take a knife and you throw it and slash the behemoth. You had no intention. You had no kavana. But Lamaisi did a good shechita. That's also a kind of metastic, right? Let's say your back punches against the light on Shabbat, and the light goes off. It's also mitzase. It's not shogi. You know, with Shabbat, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Right? It's the other type of mitzase. It means it's totally, not shogi. Shogi, I forgot about Shabbat. You walk into the bathroom for a second, you put the light on, forgot about Shabbat. It's not like that. Here, you know it's Shabbat, you know you're not allowed to, but you know, your elbow hits and knocks off the light. That's not a shogi. It's not even an oni. Right? It's called mitzase. You're busy with something totally different. So, if b'kachin, you have to have kavana. That would not work. Ah, you did the shechita good. That wouldn't work. Shenemar, because it says, v'shachar es ben avakar l'pnei Hashem. Achid es shechita l'shem ben avakar. You have to have kavana. Amalei zu b'yadenu hi la'akev. Amalei zu b'yadenu. We knew that already. That we knew. Hi la'akev menayim. We want to know that even with the evidence, no good. We l'chachil, of course we know that. We know l'chachil, you have to have a certain kavana. We know that. Kachim is not for Shabbat. We know that. However, Amalek, we want to know that even Bidyevin is no good. Maybe Bidyevin, okay, Bidyevin is good. Right? doing target practice on the you know, with the knives, and so b'dieved will say the kachim is good. No, even that is not good. Amalei liritzon chem tizbukuhu v'daitzchem zivku. It's got to be with das. Target practice is not going to work. Now next, she'ein ha'machshava holeches el achar ha'oved. We said machshava only goes after the oved, right? All the machshavas go after who? The kohen. Masnisin, where am I? Masnisin deloki haitana. So our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Ditanya, Amr Belaza, Rabbi Yossi, Shamasi, I heard, Shabailim Mifaglim. I heard that Bailim can do pickle. The Kohen's busy the whole afternoon with your carbon, he does Shkita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. You're in the sideline, dreaming of pickle. Says Rabbi Lazar, but I heard that that's pickle also. Look at Rashi, the second to last wide line. Ba'avodas hakoe. See it there? Ba'avodas hakoe. Im kibel hakoe b'shtika. The coin has no problem. The coin did Kabbalah b'shtika. The chishvu habaylim aleha al pickle. But the Baal thought of pickle, happy pickle. As they make a deal, Rashi says, what? Exactly. This is not like our Mishnah. This is against our Mishnah. This can't be our Mishnah. They say Rashi is in Kiva HaKoin. Kishchita. What? Anybody could do it. Even if it's Kiva already. There's no way Yisrael could do Kabbalah. What? No, so I would have thought that by Shchita, since I could do it, the Kohen is just my Shliach. So then maybe my wrong Kavanas would transfer to him. No, now up to Kabbalah now. It's not your shliach. He's God's shliach. That's his job. Still going to be pickle. Very unusual shita. Amar Rav, my time with the Belazar of Yossi. It doesn't make sense. Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. The Hikriv HaMakriv. They go in tandem. The Hikriv, the guy who's bringing it, and the Makriv is actually Kohen. Amar Abaya, Rav Belazar, Rav Yossi, Rav Belazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Belazar, Kul Sviruluhu. Ze Machashiv, Ze Oved, Have Machshava. There's two other places in Shas where they have the same idea. I can have a machshava, and it's going to ruin, and you can do something wrong with it, that machshava. Cohen's doing his job. But the Baal has a machshava, it ruins the carbon. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi has the morris. We just said his. His is by pigle. Rabbi Lazar, what about Rabbi Eliezer? It's not. Hashochet, listen to this. Hashochet le'ove kochavim, shchitato kshera. So the case is, I have an animal that I was makir. I wanted to be for avodah zarah. That's my kavana. You come along and check it. You never have avodah zarah kavana. You're making a barbecue. But since I had the kavana, it's gonna be Rabbi Lazar's puzzle. Why? Because my machshava transferred to you. Rishim ben Elazar, another one. Ditnan, klal amar Rishim ben Elazar, kol she. By Hilchah Shabbos, we learned this in Hilchah Shabbos, in Sefer Shabbos, when it comes to carrying things, and there are two requirements in order to be over and carrying. When I'm not talking about normal items, like a book, don't shyle about a book. I'm talking about crazy things that are not worth anything, or they're very, very cheap. So, are they considered chashuv? Is it a chashuv item? Is it worth anything? Well, to me, it's worth something. Right? My tissue that I sneezed in, well, to me, it's very worth something. Most people, it's not even worth a fruit, it's nothing. So in order for science to be called carrying, kosher, kol she'ein kosher lahatniyah, whatever's not objectively valuable, the ein matzniyin kamohu, and it's not subjectively valuable. Nobody would carry that, and I don't want to carry it. However, hukshur lezeh, I gave it chashivas. I said that, no, it's very important to me this. Vatzniyah, and I, matzniyah means something, from tzniyah. And I like basically treated it in the new ethical way. Uba achav hatziyo, then you come along and carry it. Nischayev zeh b'machshava shel zeh. You're going to be over carrying. Why? People junk. No, but I gave a chashivas. My kavana transfers to you. So you see it in three places. Now, tavayu islahu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, right? Everybody will agree to him. Why? Hashta b'chutz amrinan b'fnin mibaya. If it applies outside the Beit HaMikdash, if it's sure in the Beit HaMikdash, Right? Right. Rashi says, "Bekarbonos demachshava b'hu k'siva mibaya," because karbonos is a preparation thing called tigel. So if it works by karbonos, it for sure works. If it works by Shabbos and avodah zarah, it for sure works by karbonos. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi less lahu. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi less lahu des harvayu. Oh, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi doesn't necessarily have to hold from the other two. Why? Dilma b'fnim hu. Damrinon, b'chutz lamrinon. Maybe he'll say, I only hold from the Beit HaMikdash issue. That was what I don't hold from. Rav Shir ben Elazar isle de Rav Elazar. Rav Shir ben Elazar could hold from Rav Elazar. Why? Hashda b'Shabbos amrinon. If we say it by Shabbos, avodas kachav nivaya. So for sure we say it by avodas zara. Why does that make sense? Right? Why does that make sense? Because Avodah Zarah is similar to Kachim. Because it's intense. Now, Rabbi Lezer, Lesley, Rav Shir ben Elazar, he doesn't have to hold from him. Why? Dilma, Avodah Zarah, Hu Dam Rinan, Ke'en Bifnim. Maybe only Avodah Zarah it works. Why? Like, because Avodah Zarah is also a Maisa Shechita, just like Kachim. It's just like Kachim. Just like Kachim. Would you work back? Aval Shabbos, but by Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. By Shabbos, there's a heightened level of in order to be over something, you have to have what's called Meleches Machsheves. That when I do a Maisa on Shabbos, when I write on Shabbos, it's not that I'm writing because I want to get the diseases out of my hand. Right, I want to work on my fingers. I'll do finger exercises. So therefore, I'm going to pick up a pen and start writing. That's not called malacha on Shabbos. It has to be maleches machsheves. That means malacha shein tzricha l'guf. All the things it means. It means a lot of different things. Rav Asher White says that means like 10 different things. Whatever it means, that's maybe why this transfer of machshava would work by Shabbos. Doesn't necessarily mean it would work anywhere else. Hadron alof beis shamai. Hadron alof beis shamai. Hadron alof beis. Okay, but the next parak is parak Ezu Mikoban. Everybody's familiar with this parak because we say it every single day. Even if you don't say it every single day, I think it's fair to say that many people, I don't want to say most people, many people don't say it every single day. And the only reason is, for some reason, Kavanos get short trip. Right? People are in a rush, everyone's busy, so for some reason, like nobody will not say Tzuv and Zimra. It doesn't happen. We'll say it during the shot, they'll catch up. Yeah, I know. But where did it come from, say it's in Mekoman? Where'd that come from? So it comes from a Tosfos in Kedushin that says that every day you should divide your learning. The Gemara says this. Every the Rambam and Tosfos, every day you divide your learning into three. Learn Chumash, learn Mishnayot, and learn Gemara. So we satisfy those three by saying Karbanos. Because we have the Torah is the Pesukim of Different Sukkim, and the Mishnah is Eitz Makoman, and the Gemara, it's not really Gemara, it's Tana Debe, it's Amar Bishmal, Shol Shesu Mido. It's not really Gemara, but it's a Brisa, has a din of a Gemara, okay, very good. Now, that begs the question, why Eitz Makoman? Why Eitz Makoman? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down these two reasons that I'm going to tell you. I'm not saying anything secret. Two reasons the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting from earlier sources. One reason is, there's a Pasuk in Malachi, that says, it says, the pasuk says in Malachi, "Ubechal makom, every place, muktar, you can bring ketoret, umugash, and you can come closer l'shmi, to my name, every place." I think it's the Gemara. Gemara in Menachem says, in Bavel, you can bring ketoret. In Bavel, the answer is, if you say it and daven it, it will have the din of as if you were Makayim. Therefore, we picked Eitz Makoman. That's one answer. To the one answer with the Mishnah Berurah is. The Mishnah Berurah is another answer, which is a famous answer. It's the only parak in Shas that doesn't have a machloket. Eitz Makoman is the only parak in Shas that there is no machloket. Now, there are machlokets, but not in the Mishnayot. We're going to have machlokets, and even from Tanayim, but they're not in the Mishnayot. in the Mishnayot, there are no machlokas. It's the only parak in Shas doesn't have any machlokas. That the by the way, in case you were bothered by this, the Marshan says, even if you're a Tamei Beis, which we all are, and even if you're not a Kohen, you say this parak every single day, it's Ki'ilu you a Makar Kabbalah. Even though you can't. Even if I had the Beis Hamikdash, even if I can't, doesn't make a difference. Still good. Go say it. Still good. The Rakech says something interesting. He says, there are 8 Mishnayot Eid and Makoman, which are connected to 8 the Gadim of the Kohen Gadol. And there are 344 words in the Mishnayot of Eid and Makoman, which is Gematria, so if I want, it's Gematria Moshe. Gematria Moshe. Moshe is Kola. With Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, the father of Chayisrael, the father of the Mesorah, his spirit here rests on Eizim HaKomon. It's all him, it's all Mitzvah. It's Moshe, and that's another reason why we learn Eizim HaKomon every single day. And why we should. And the Shulah says that when you say it, it's, I think it's very, very not practiced today, you say it with the Niggun of Mishnayim. Some people really do that, because they're davening through it as fast as possible. But it's a Shulah. He says it by everything that you, by Memadlikin, he says you should do it like that. And Peter Maktores, the Mishnah, the Gemara part, you should say it like that. Always with the Niggun of learning. The big discussion is, if you say it and you don't know what the words mean. There's a big mug in Avrami, there's a big tumult about it. There's a big tumult about it with the mug in Avram. The mug in Avram says, if you daven, you don't know what you're davening. You don't know how to say the words, that's okay. By learning, it depends. If you could know what it means, then you're faulted for not knowing what it means. If you just can't, you don't have the capability to learn Zohar. I mean, there is some Drish Shmei said in Zohar. We say it in English, it's hard to justify it at all. But in the olden days, you didn't know what the words meant. So if it's part of davening, it's not a problem. Because the it's learning. You have the ability to learn to know what it means and just davening through it, then it doesn't count. So it's an interesting, something does count anyway. You know, it depends on really how you look at, you know, the flock of Chai Israel. It's all good, or, you know, the harsh way of both. But either way, we're going to learn through it in Makom. Once we're going to learn through it now, we'll learn through it now, and then everybody will say they know it, and then it won't be a problem. Okay, so the Gemara starts, the mission starts off, Eizu Makom on Shel Tzvachim. Where's the Makom of Tzvachim? Where do you shech in the Beit HaMikdash? Okay, now, again, we have that picture. Go back to the picture. The picture is the first one is Kajay Kajay. So all karbanos are shechted in the north over here. It's already past the Ezra's Nashim, it's past the Ezra's Yisrael, it's even past the Ezra's Kahanim. It could be the Ezra's Kahanim over here on the northern side, by the rings, on the northern side. Right? It's very interesting. The Chaim Mehilda sign in the Tzon Kajay, he asked the following question. You know, the opening mission of Shas is the Amos I Korin is Shema Ba'ar. Why do you say Shema? So the Gemara asks, well, who said that the mitzvah of Shema that he even asking, when do you say Shema? So he says over here, Eizu Makom and Shel Tzvachim. Who said there's a Makom that the mission asked, but where's the Makom? Who said there is a Makom? So he says, no, because we're already on the 47th Zah. We already know there's a Makom. We've already discussed it. We've had it already. So now the mission starts off, where is it? Eizu Makom and Shel Tzvachim. Where is it? Right. Kajay Kajim, well, we're going to go through it in detail. Shchitas of B'tachon. Shchitas in the north. Why the north? Let's see if we have time to talk about that. Par, now we're going to break down the Kajim. Par, Vitsa'ir, Shayom HaKippurim. The par of the Sa'ir on Yom Kippur. Shchitas of B'tachon. That's done in the north. The Kibel Daman B'Kli Sharei. And the Kli and the blood is caught in a Kli Sharei. Tosfos here says, we didn't say that the Shechita has to be with the Kli Sharei. What? We said all of a sudden, Kabbalah has to be with the Kli Sharei. What do you mean? We just said, Shechitasan B'tafon. Why didn't it say, Shechitasan B'Kli Sharei B'tafon? So it says Tosfos, you see from here, that the knife does not have to be a Kli Sharei. You can bring the knife from your kitchen. It doesn't have to be. The Mishnah goes out of its way not to say it. So that the whole Machlokas about that, the whole tumult about the back and forth. What? Right. So other. So. The, right.
So that what they get out of it is the reason why the Mishnah emphasized, of course, the Makas Tabi Kusharei. Of course. Why didn't it say it? Because you could be standing not in the Tzafon, have a very long night, and check in the Tzafon. That's okay. You don't have to be in the Tzafon. The animal has to be in the Tzafon. But by Kli Sharei, the Kli has to be in the Tzafon. What? Right. So who has to be Kli Sharei? It could be any Kli. Okay. Right, I hear you. So here we say, you think that by the Kabbalah, when you're receiving the Dam, you and the Dam and the Kli Sharei, it all has to be in the Tzafon. You can't be standing with a long bowl, right? It doesn't work. The Daman Ton Hazaya, the blood of the Karbanot from the power of the Tzara Yom Kippur are sprinkled Bein Habadim. And when there was no Aron, it's where the Aron was, and that's on the Evan HaShasiyah. The Al HaPerochet, and then also on the Perochet. The Al Mizbeach HaZav, and also on the Golden Mizbeach. Matana Achat, Mehen Ma'akebes. One was okay, one was enough, one sprinkling was enough. And Shiari Hadam, the leftover Dam, you had left over from the power in the seer, but Yeshua Yisod by Rav Yisrael Mizbeach HaChiton was poured on the outside, on the Yisod of the outside Mizbeach, even though everything was done in the Heichal, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, on the Peroches toward the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? So in the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't a Peroches separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. There were two Peroches, right? And you have to walk, right. Which Peroches did they sprinkle the Dam on? The first one or the second one? Where? Standing where? When you're standing by the Har Bayis? No. So you're definitely outside facing the Parochas. But there were two Parochas in the second base. The first base was one Parochas. The second base was two. So are you facing the outer one or are you in there in that one Amma area facing the inner one? That's a Machloket. I think most hold the outer one. V'im lo nasa on low case. If you don't, for whatever reason, don't pour the Shari Hadam, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Next. Parim Hanisrafim. Parim Hanisrafim. There are two Parim Hanisrafim. Par Helen Davar Shal Tibur, and a par when a Kongol makes dig. And also when the Klai Yisrael makes them dig by Vodazara. U'si'irim Hanisrafim. And the Si'ir, when the Klai Yisrael makes them dig by Vodazara. All this is Kachet Kachet. Shchitasam betafam, the kibel damam, the klisharas betafam, the damam tarn hazaya. Right, the blood has to be sprinkled ala parochas on the parochas. The mizbeach hazav and the mizbeach hazav. Matana achas mehem ma'akeves. One matana is ma'akev. Shari hadam leftover dam. Hayeshofech hayeshod ma'arovish amizbeach achiton. V'im lo nasan lo ikev. If you don't do it, no biggie. Elu v'srafin al beit hadeshen. Where are they burnt? They're burnt on the beit hadeshen. There are really four Beit Hadeshes. There's one right next to the ramp, what we said every morning, that got followed up. There was one in the Azara, where if a mistake happened and somehow Kachet Kachim got ruined, they burned it there. There was one outside on the Har HaBayis where they burned Kachet Kalim, and then there was one outside the city of Jerusalem, which is where they burned these. Okay? Now the mission is going on very simple, we'll be done in 2 minutes. Now, the Gemara says, the Nisni Nami the Kibel Dama Bikle Sharas B'Tzafon. Why didn't we mention Kabbalah? Right? Why didn't we mention the Kibel Dama Bikle Sharas B'Tzafon? What did we say? We did say that. The Kibel Dama what? No, when didn't we? The Kibel Dama Bikle Sharas B'Tzafon. I'm sorry, the opening line. Ezu makoman shal kache shal zvachim. Kache kajib shchitasim betzafon. Why didn't we also say v'kibel damam v'klisharis betzafon? We only set up as a detail. Why didn't we say it in the general category? The Gemara answers, kibel de'ika asha mitorah, since it's an asha mitorah, the kibel damo biyadhu, since you makabel the dam with your hand, shiayre, you left it out. Below, V'haktani lo l'kaman, but we say later on, Hashem nod, if Hashem mitorah, shchitasam betafon, v'kibel damam v'klisharas betafon. You do use a kli. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says like this. The answer is going to be useful. Meikara sabar, first we thought, doesn't mean first we thought. It doesn't mean we're changing our minds. When we start the Mishnah, what? Originally, not originally, when we started the Mishnah, Savar Kiva Damo B'Yadu, since we know that there's such a thing as Hashem Mitzvah, would they use their hand. Therefore, Shirei, he left it out. The Kiva Delo Sagile Ela B'Kli, however, you also have to use a Kli, therefore, Hadar Tanya. Therefore, later on, it's mentioned in another Mishnah, the Tanya, we know that the Fiyacha, V'Lakach, says V'Lakach, the blood of the Hashem Mitzvah. Yacho B'Kli, I would say they mean the Kli. Hamad Lama B'Nathan. Ma Nesina ba'atmo shel kohen, just like Nesina is with the etem kohen, his body, af l'kicha ba'atmo shel kohen. Yachal af l'mizbeach kein. I would take the same story by the mizbeach. Tamalomar ki b'chatas ha'ashamu. Ma chatas u'ras kli, af asham ta'an kli. V'nimtze, it comes out, as Omer, asham b'torah, shnei kahanim mekabel mezomo. You need two. Echad b'yad, echad b'kli. Zeh shekiblu b'kli, follow it till mizbeach. That's why our mission doesn't mention it, because it's both. But in other words, in Asher Mitzorah, you have both. You have both, you have a klishare, you have a klishare for the Mizbeach portion, and you have the Yad for the what's it called? For the Kohen himself, the Mitzorah himself will get sprinkled with blood. That's done with the hand of the Kohen.